the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No matter what the consequences are, no matter what your worst mistake could have been, no matter how your circumstances might look dark, God is getting ready to bring his power into your situation. I want you to understand that there are some keys to receiving victory in these prayers. First, you got to have faith. Then you must have forgiveness, and you must understand that in order for me to receive from God, and so my prayers will not be hindered, I must forgive all those who have wronged me. Third, I must understand that there's a component of humility that means that I come with a posture of being yielded to God, understanding that I come boldly to the throne of grace, but I come with a posture of worship. Fourth, I must understand that God has already given me what I need through the component of answered prayer. His promises will fulfill my whole wish list. Matter of fact, if I delight myself in him, he'll give me the desires of my heart, and he'll begin to unveil the secret manners and the secret plans and the secret destinies that he has for my life that will free me from all anxieties and from every peril of evil as I get ready to petition God. And finally, I must come to him and remain in complete submission. I must say yes, God, to your will. Yes, God, to your way. It's not all about me, it's about you. I must understand that as I seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything that I desire will be.
Praise God, praise God. As you come on this morning, get your elements ready for communion. If you desire to take communion with us, would you please get your elements together? Amen.
As we get ready to boldly go to the throne of grace. And we decree and we declare that we have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, according to Mark 11:22-24, that I shall speak to this mountain, and the mountain shall be removed, and it shall be cast into the sea. And I will not doubt in my heart, I shall have whatsoever I say, and it shall come to pass. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them. As we start the prayer of healing, the prayer of healing is a phenomenal prayer, because to be healed means to be made sound or whole, to restore health, to cause an undesirable condition to be overcome. Healing means to restore to original purity or integrity. Healing means to return to a sound state. So as we go to the throne of grace, we pray the prayer of healing for victory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we boldly come to your grace and in your divine presence, thanking you for the precious gift of your son Jesus, for this special privilege and opportunity to come and pray to you. For you alone, God, I reverence you and bless your holy and majestic name. You're truly great and you're worthy to be praised. I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus to bless every person up under the sound of my voice with divine healing. I pray and I believe, God, that the power of healing will rest upon their lives, as well as every place that they enter, every place that they encounter, every place that they reside or visit, approach and depart from in the present and in their future. And in the name of Jesus, we declare healing right now. And I bind in the name of Jesus every demonic spirit of sickness, every spirit of disease, infirmity, infection, impurity, nervous conditions, all types of addiction, any cancerous fluid. We bind pain and all physical complications. We bind sickness and impurity even to our thoughts. We come against it in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you desire to take communion with us this morning, now is the time to get your elements together. We are ready. We are ready to go before the Lord. Praise God. And take communion. He says to do this as often as we can. So we are ready to take communion. Our theme song for this morning is, praise God, it is no secret what God can do. As always, that is our theme song. If you have your elements together, Minister Kathy Thoughts is going to read our communion scripture. May you go forth, Minister Thoughts. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Whosoever this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
Praise God. Minister Zeta, can you pray over the bread right now?
I think that's Sister Bowman. I'm thinking it's for Sister Zeta. Sister Bowman, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you pray over the bread? Okay, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, as we come together to take this wine and this bread together, Lord God, we ask you to let it be about you and nothing else, Lord God. Let everyone that receive it, let them know that you created this bread and wine for us, Lord God, for our desires to come in and do your will. So I thank you, Lord, for the bread and the wine this morning, Lord God. I thank you for the mother of the cause, Lord God. I thank you for the sisters and brothers. Lord, I thank you for everyone that woke up and journeyed in. So I thought it wasn't going to be a line, so I thank God for the line on Saturday. I thank God for you, my sister, my mother in Christ, Sister Vivian. I thank God for everyone. So let this bread be accepted to our body if we receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. May we partake, please. May we would take our Sister Zadie. Can you pray over the blood, please?
Father God, I come praying over the blood, oh Father God. Oh God, as we drink this old wine, oh Father God, we lift it up, oh Father God, in the representation of the wine, oh Father God. Oh God, oh God, the blood that's shed, oh God, oh for us, oh Father God. And we do this in remembrance of you, oh God. Oh God, as we wait your return, oh God, bless it, God. Oh, God, bless it, oh, God. Bless it, oh, God, as we take it. Oh, God, we take it, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, for the love that we have for you, Father God. Oh, God, through Christ, you is our Lord, and we give you glory. Amen.
Amen. May we drink, praise God,
amen,
of that precious blood, that blood that washes all our sins away, washes us white as snow, cleanses us from in every nook. Praise God for the blood that was shed for us. Amen.
Amen.
If anybody needs healing this morning, I pray that the healing blood of Jesus will touch right now by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for us, God. Lord, what you're still doing, God. Lord, you're seated on the right hand, God, making intercession for us, God. God, there's nothing you don't know, God. There's nothing you can't do, God. Lord God, we'll believe in you, Father. For everything, oh God, that pertaineth to life and godliness in you, Lord God. We want to be more like you, Lord. We want to talk like you. We want to, oh God, pray like you. God, we want to fulfill the purpose, God, that you have, oh God, on the inside of us. So whatever's on the inside, God, is going to manifest itself on the outside. Thank you, Father God, for your love. Oh God, that your love, oh God, is indwelling us, oh God. Oh God, causing us, oh God, to be like you. Bless everyone that's on, God. Don't let no one go unblessed. You doing it, God, every day, God. You pouring out your blessing, God. And God, we are expecting more from you. More of you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. May we sing together. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white. No. Praise God, praise God. Well, again, thank you for everyone that's on this morning. We come to pray. Hallelujah. God sent our theme, our scripture always is man ought to always pray and not faint. Praise God. We won't faint. We won't give up. We won't give in. We will not allow the devil to have his place, but we will stand in the midst of every situation, every trial, every setback, anything that tries to hold us from going forth in you, Lord God. We're going to call because we're going to be like your disciples, oh God. You call them, oh God, and you said, told them they ought to always pray and not faint. We will not give the devil a nip in Jesus' name. So I will start with an encouraging scripture this morning coming from Luke 5, 1 through 13. You can read it if you like. But I believe God. Praise God. I believe God. That scripture talk about how he told the fishermen to throw their net on the other side. I believe God, if we don't get it one way, we're going to get it another one. Praise God. We're going to throw our net. Praise God. Well, I believe that if God said it's going to be done, it's going to be done. I believe in the blood. I believe in the word. I believe that his word is true. I believe, praise God, in prayer. I believe if God told me to pray that we ought to pray. Praise God. So we're going to go on, and I'm going to go down the line. If there is anybody that does not want to pray, just press 1, and I'll just skip over because I don't want anybody to feel that they are obligated to pray. But if you don't want to pray this morning, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. But just press 1 on your phone, and I will not call you out. Praise God. And we're going to start with the first person. And if you want to do a song and a prayer, it's fine. If you just want to do a prayer, it's fine. But go on and let the God use you this morning. Amen. Sister Bowman, you are number 1. Go for it.
Amen. Good morning, everybody.
Good
morning. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Love today is mine. Peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Peace today is is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Happiness is mine. Happiness is mine. Happiness today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. Happiness today is mine. Hallelujah. Lord, I come to you this morning just to tell you thank you. I thank you for journeying in one more time, Lord God, that give you praises, honor, and glory for how you're keeping us and how you're blessing us and how you're taking us through day by day. Lord, you brought us through another day and another month. February the 5th, Lord God, who thought they'd have ever been in all that we done went through, Lord God, you still holding our hand. Lord, I thank you for being our everything. I thank you for keeping our children up and down the dangerous highways as they go forward to work and back and grandchildren work and back. I thank you, Lord, for bringing them back safe and sound, Lord God. I thank you for the grandbabies that you cover us at school, Lord God. Every day, Lord, they go to school. It's dangerous, Lord God. Coronavirus is serious, Lord God, but I thank you, Lord, that you let them go through and bring them out, Lord God. So I give you all the glory and the honor and the praises, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for just letting my daughter go through as her dad died to go on and finish her test to be a medical assistant, Lord God. And she want to thank everyone for standing in the gap with her mother for praying for her to get that desire of her heart. So she made it, and she's on her job, and she want everyone to know that she love you all. And thank y'all and keep on praying for her because she got a long ways to go. So I thank God for all the beautiful prayer words that he brought into me and my family life. And I tell y'all every day of my life, Jesus love you all and I love you all too. And the love I have for you all will never, ever, ever fade away. Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
All right. 601, come forth.
Hello. I guess that's my number that you're trying to touch me.
Yes. This, oh, Lord, yes. Come on, sister.
This is Nadine Thornton. I call in this morning to say thank God that I'm still here and still here and hear all of you this morning alive and in the will of God. In the word of God, and just wanted to say one thing since I had the opportunity to come on the radio broadcast and just say what God told us to say. He told us to say his word and ask what he told us to ask. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Yes.
Let thy will be done.
Yes.
In earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'm so glad this morning that I feel like one of his sons. And I ask you all to pray for me that I get stronger and stronger in being one of his servants, doing what he would have me to do. As she just said, my address, I'm in Mississippi, and he has blessed me with a place where we can come together sometime if we bring that to our hearts to have a celebration or something in the name of Jesus. So if it is in your spirit to call me at any time, have me in your prayers, because one thing I know, I am his servant, and I continue to just keep me in your prayers as he makes me stronger and stronger doing his word, his way, and his will. In the name of Jesus, thank you.
Amen. Minister Sharon.
Good morning. You did call me, huh, Sister Vivian?
Yes, babe.
Okay. I hadn't got nothing, but I'm getting something together. Let me see which one I'm going to read. I'll read Psalm 37. Not all of it, but I guess I'll read all the way to verse 10, 1 through 10. And it read as follows. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Verse 2. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Verse 6. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked device to pass. Verse 8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Verse 9. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Verse 10 and last. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, that thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. God's word has already been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for this blessed day, for this is the day that you, the Lord God, has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in Heavenly Father. I thank you for Minister Vivian, Lord God. I thank you for this radio broadcast, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for my sisters and brothers in Christ, Lord God. I ask you to bless them, bless their children, bless their family, bless their loved ones in the name of Jesus. Bless their husbands in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for Minister Vivian, Lord God. I ask you to bless the woman of God. Thank you for this broadcast on Saturday morning, Lord God. And I thank you for blessing each and every one on the line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray. Amen. And thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sharon. 508, would you like to pray, please?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be the Lord. I thank God for today. Thank God for bringing us together today. Thank God for communion today. Take out communion. You know, we do that every day. And sometimes, you know, we think about it with this one. We can always have our own communion. Praise God. Hallelujah. God for everything today. I thank God for waking us up this morning. Not just only waking us up, but he started us on our way. Started on our way, praise God, in the name of Jesus. So we just give God all the glory, and we give God all the praise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I just want to sing this song and giving God all the glory and all the praise. I just want to sing this song. Praise God. I hope that the truth on you. I thank you all. Can you hear me pretty good? Praise God. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay, I want to sing this song. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For he was great, that brought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. But he looked beyond all my faults
has all my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous that grace that caught my fallen soul. Nobody looked beyond my fall, and he saw my need. How marvelous that grace that caught my fallen soul. He looked beyond my faults, and he saw my need. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for today. I thank God for that forgiveness. I thank God for the program that comes on where we can come forth and just pray and give God the glory and honor. Hallelujah. I thank you today. God bless you. Praise God.
Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean. The next person is 225778. Come forth. Would you like to pray? Well, 225906. Would you like to pray?
Yes, good morning. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we are.
Amen. Reading in your hearing, Isaiah 53 and 5, the word of God reads as follows. But the Lord was wounded for our transgressions. The Lord was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon the Lord. And with the Lord's stripes, we are healed. Praise the Lord. I thank and praise God for that scripture. Thank and praise God for allowing me to look it on the line with you all this morning. And I just would like to sing this song. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Made the lame to walk, and the blind eyes to see. Open prison doors, he said the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
he made
yes.
the lame to walk, and the blind eyes to see. Oh, he opened prison doors, and he set the captive free. I've got a river of life. Thank you, Lord. I've got a river of life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I've got a river of life flowing out of me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Did you want to pray?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come together today to honor you for who you are. We thank you so much that while you was on the cross, you had all of us on your mind. We don't dare take it for granted, dear Lord. We appreciate everything you have done for us down through the years. In fact, we thank you, God, that you allowed us to have a warm place to sleep at last night. We thank you, God, for the clean running water in our homes. We thank you, God, for the food in our pantries. a reasonable portion of health and strength. We're not lying in a hospital bed. We don't have a ventilator through our mouth. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, God, because you are the reason that we live, that we move, and that we have our being today. Father God, I ask you today if I've sinned against you in any way. I ask you to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I don't want nothing to hinder me or my prayers from moving forward and being answered. Create in us a clean heart today and renew the right spirit on the inside of us. Bless us that our flesh decrease and your spirit increase. That you will rule and reign our mortal bodies. That you will get the glory out of our lives. That when people see us, they see you. Bridle our tongues and word our mouths. If we can't build one another up, help us not to tear one another down. Renew us and revive us all over again. Restore us, Lord God. And Lord God, awaken up our spirit, man. Oh God, back to the altar, Lord God. Back to praying and fasting, Father God. Back to seeking your face instead of your hand, Father God. Back to, Lord God, honoring your word, hallelujah, as it's supposed to be, dear Father. And so, God, bless us with the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that we need, dear Lord, in times like this. And with all of our getting, dear Lord, help us to truly get an understanding. We are praying for our brothers and sisters from another mother and father all over this world, all over the nations, all God, from the uppermost to the lowermost. Oh, God, we're praying for each and every individual that their lives will be saved, bodies will be healed, minds will be regulated, hearts will be fixed, and we'll be careful, dear Lord, to give you all the glory, to give you all the honor, and to give you all the praise. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray, the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee must bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, to the glory of our Father. In Jesus' holy, righteous name, I thank you and I praise you, Father. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Minister Gwen, go forth.
Okay, I wanted to read Psalms 9 this morning. Praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sittest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble, which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. I'm going to stop right there. I read verses through 11. Yes. And I give God all praise for his word and for the hearers and doers of his word. Father God, we just come this morning to thank you, O God, to give praises unto your holy name. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your presence this morning. We thank you, O God, for Pastor Vivian George, O God, once more giving us an opportunity, O God, to not just pray and lift up your name, Father, in our private time, but to be able to do it with others, Lord God, that they would be, that we all would continue to be encouraged and blessed, oh God. Well, Father, we're just giving you the praise, Lord. And I love, God, being each and every one of us who's saying by our presence here that we love being in the presence of the praises to you, dear God. Father, it's such a great feeling, and I know myself personally, I don't want to come out from under it, dear God. Father, we thank you for giving us the overcoming power during this time of difficulties for so many of us, dear God. But God, we thank you because we have you to look to, dear God. We can look forward, oh God, to looking up to you, who is the provider of our health and our strength, our everything, dear God. And we declare and we decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, dear God. Lord, we speak the same like word for our nation, where there are those, oh Father, who do not know what they're doing, oh God. And we don't come in judgment. You have said, oh, Lord, to those when you were on the cross, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we say the same thing to those who are causing our democracy to be at risk. And, Lord, what a blessing it is that you blessed us to have a country where we could live and practice freedoms. Dear God, and we, oh Lord, know that you're going to give us victory. Those who are thankful, those who are standing on the side of righteousness with you, we know, oh God, it may look like one way, but Father, we know that you have the last say so. And we know, oh God, that when you allow, oh Father, your plan to prevail, they will realize and even know more so that there is a God. And your words are yes and amen. And so we are thanking you, Lord, that it will, democracy of the United States will prevail in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray even for our president today, whom they mock and talk about and say ugly things about him. And because he's an older person, Lord, I'm an older person, and yet many of us, we're over 50 years old, you continue to allow us to prevail in your wisdom. Let him continue to walk in your wisdom and be covered with the prayers, oh God, of those with a righteous heart, dear Father. Let them know, oh God, that you, the Lord, are on their side. On his side. Then, Father, we are praying for the Congress. Oh, God, we come against division. We ask, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would allow your presence to supernaturally bless them to come together with the laws that shall bless your people, dear God. Those who've been against voting rights, has been against things that the president wants to do to bless the people, somehow they're going to wonder why they're making a turnaround in their minds to vote yes. And then, Lord, we pray for families, each and every one of these families represented here, my family, dear God. Lord, you know what's in their hearts.
You know what the needs are, whether they were spoken or unspoken. And, Lord God, we're so glad to know that we serve a God who knows what our needs are. And we thank you, God, that you answer every situation, dear Father, concerning us, concerning our children, concerning our grandchildren, concerning husbands, concerning our wives, whatever the case may be, Lord God, finances, help, Lord God, shelter, Father, bills to be paid, whatever the case may be, illnesses, I'm thanking your God that my Lord Jekyll is healed by the stripes of Jesus. I thank you that you celebrated the 8th birthday on yesterday, Father God. And, oh, Father, we pray for our sons and daughters that may be incarcerated or are incarcerated. Lord God, that you strengthen them by your word, oh, Heavenly Father, by your promise to them, by the word of God that's in the hearts of their parents, we as parents, Lord God, for them, that when they are released, oh, Father, that they would walk circumspectly before you, dear God. Give them favor where they are, Lord God. Let the light of the Lord so shine upon them that men may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for blessing each and every person who's come on this line this morning and those who desire to be on here but could not come. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Okay. Yes. Father God, in the name
and
of Jesus.
And for check
us off. We just thank you for the opportunity, yes, once again, to come before your throne of grace, to be in the midst of your people, oh God. We thank you for modern technology, oh God, that's able to put us in one place at one time, oh God. And we thank you, oh Father. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because it's by your spirit, oh God, that we move and we live and we have our being. Oh, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you touch every prayer that I've prayed this morning and those that are to come that will follow up in prayer after me, oh God. Lord, I ask that you would touch from the crown of the head to the very soles of the feet. Lord, you know what each and every one of us have need of. You know the desires of our hearts because you knew us even before we were a twinkling in our parents' eyes, oh God. So we thank you this morning that we can come before your throne of grace. We thank you this morning that we can praise you, oh God. We thank you this morning that we have a heart that's towards you, oh Father God. We thank you for the love that you've given unto us, oh God. For we didn't wake up on our own. We didn't wake up in and of our own selves, but it was by your mercy and your grace. It was by your touch. It was by you breathing over us and sending angels, oh God, in the name of Jesus to raise us up. This Father, in the name of Jesus, allow us to do your bidding today as we go in and out to and fro, oh God. Give us what to say. Give us when to say it. Give us how to say it and whom to say it to. In the name of Jesus, let the words come from our mouth, oh God. Be uplifting, oh God, and as medicine to a soul that you would have us speak to on today, oh God. Lord, some people will never pick up a Bible, but they will read your servants, oh God, and let us, oh God, be well acquainted with the word of God. Let us move and dwell within the word of God. So even as they see us, they don't see us. They see the word of God. Oh, Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you and lift up those that are behind the prison bar, oh God. Let us not forget about them. Let it not be said that when they were behind the prison bar that we didn't come and visit them. Let it not be said, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that when we had those that were behind the prison bar that we didn't mention them in our prayer, and that we didn't stand in the gap for them, but Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, give us, oh God, to be remembered, oh God, that you raised up God's favorite ministry on behalf of those that are behind the prison bar, on behalf of those that are weak, on behalf of those that are hurting, oh God, And Lord, as we stand in the gap, least we forget, oh God, the purpose of this ministry, oh God, is to help hurting souls, oh God, and to lead, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as these that are prayed before that throne of grace, oh God, go out into this world, once again, Father, lead us and guide us along the way. Lord, if you lead us, we shall not stray. Lord, let us walk each day. Oh, God, lead us, dear Lord God, lead us. We thank you, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the angels that you have sent out all around about us. For you, Father God, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come our way on this day in the name of Jesus, that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, and that we, oh God, as your children, oh God, will be deemed acceptable in your sight, oh Father. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. Thank you for Sister Vivian George, oh God. Thank you for her diligence and her commitment to God's favorite ministry and to the people of God. Lord, continue to use her and to touch her from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. Bless this ministry, oh God, with everything that this ministry needs to go, continue to go forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Minister Zadie, go forth.
I am redeemed, involved with the Christ. Jesus has changed my whole life. Oh, if anybody knew anybody at you, I'm just who I am. Tell him that I am redeemed.
Amen.
But there's hatred, will now abide. Where there was confusion, thank you, Jesus. He is now reigning, I'm walking with Jesus. I'm a child of the King, and it's all because I am redeemed. I tell of his love. I tell of his favor to me. My salvation. It is on his own precious blood. And today I've been set free. Yeah, I am. Thank you, Father. I am reaping.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I've been born with a prize. Oh, Jesus has changed. Thank you, Father. Has changed my whole life. Yeah. Oh, oh. If anybody, if anybody asks you, yeah, tell them, I am redeemed. Thank you, Lord. I got to thank you, Lord. My scripture, amen. It reads, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy is good for you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Glory, for he satisfies the longing soul and filleth them with the goodness. Amen. Psalm 107, 1, 2, and 9. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Lord, I just thank you and I just praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I am redeemed, oh God. Oh God, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Glory, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God. As we come together, oh, Father God, oh, God, we thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God, that it endures forever. God, we just thank you, Lord God. Your love, oh, Father God, oh, God, endures forever. Even when we are not faithful, God, your love endures forever. Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for your redeeming, oh, blood. Oh, God, thank you for the sacrificial son, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your redeeming blood. Thank you. Father, we just give you glory. Give you honor for this. Oh, God, oh, Father, God, oh, God, for this service, oh, God, this morning, oh, God, for Minister Jordan, for each and every one, oh, Father, God, that is a part of this ministry, oh, Father God. We just thank you, oh, God, that we can come together, assemble ourselves together, oh, Father God, in unity, oh, God. Oh, God, edify one another, oh, Father God. That's what the word tells us to do, oh, God. Edify one another till we all come into the unity of the faith, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, realizing, oh, God, that there's, oh, God, one God, oh, God, one body, one spirit, oh, God. We just love you, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you have already done, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you are about to do, what you're going to do, oh, God, in this earth realm, oh, Father God. Oh, God, to all, oh, Father God, that name, the name of Jesus, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we pray for the backslider, oh, Father God. Oh, God, that they'll return, oh, Father God. The one that don't know you, oh, Father God. Oh, God, we pray that they'll come, oh, Father God. There's someone is searching, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and we know that your word said, if you seek me, you shall find. Oh, God, somebody's hungry, oh, Father God. Feel us, oh, God.
fill us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we will, oh God, give you glory, honor, and we'll give you praise, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God.
Praise God, praise God. I'm just so grateful to all of you that came on this morning. Praise God. Thank God for each one of you as I pray for you this morning. Praise God. I thank God for all of you that support this program. Praise God. Oh, praise God, that every penny of dime that you have given is all to the glory of God. And Father God, as I lift up the ones that have come on this morning and all those that didn't come on this morning, Father God, I'm praying your blessings upon them of Deuteronomy, God. Oh, Father God, oh God, that they'll be blessed and they're going in, they're coming out, they're uprising. Father God, anything that the devil has tried to, oh God, torment them with, God. Oh God, Sister Bowman, God. Oh God, touch her home, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, Sister Nadine, God. Lord God, whatever she stands in need of, God. Lord God, touch her in a mighty way, God. Oh, Sister Sharon, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your blessings fall, oh God. Sister Gloria Dean, God, continue to do your perfect work in and throughout her, God. Sister Zayden, Lord God. Oh, God, you know her by name, God. Oh, Father, Sister Shawanda, God. Lord God, oh God, just let your blessings fall. Shower down on her, oh God. Oh, God, in the Holy Spirit, oh, God. Sister Kathy Thorpe, oh, God. Lord God, oh, Father God, as she has called unto you this morning, God, you heard the cry, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Minister Gwen, oh, God. Oh, God, continue to surround her, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, for Minister Janice, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help her even the more, God. Oh, God, as she takes care of her mother, as she tries to do a program, oh, God, on Friday night, God. But, God, look what you're doing, God. Lord, God, you're just showing your people mightily, God. Lord, God, who you are, God, and what you will be to them, God. And, Lord, we do lift up the people, God, all around the world, God. Oh, God, those that have viruses, oh, God. Oh, God, that they be delivered from it, God. Oh, God, that some will never be taught, God. Oh, yes, I heard somebody call out for our president. Oh, God, for our children, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, those behind bars, God. Our children that are facing different situations. Our children that does not have salvation. Oh, God, every family, God, everywhere, God. Lord, God, we lifting them up to you. You told us, God, to pray ye one for another. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we lift you up, God, that you may be magnified, that you may be glorified in the midst of everyone, God. Oh, God, that has called unto you today, God. God, because we know that you hear, because you said in your word, God, that you bow your ear, God, when you hear your children call, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we know, God, we got family members, God, that are not saved, oh, God. Lord, we bringing them before you, Lord God, that today is the day, hallelujah. The day is the day that they will call upon the Lord. Oh, Father God, and they'll come running to you, saying, what must I do to be saved? And God, we place them in your hand, because, Lord, we can't do it. Only you can do it, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We can't do nothing without you, Lord God. And we thank you, and we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. I do thank each one of you name by name. Let the Lord go forth with you today. Let the Lord be with you today. Let the Lord continue to shower you today. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, have a wonderful day, and be back here tonight with Minister Zadie at 7 o'clock, and be back on the line with me on tomorrow night for 7 p.m. on God's Favorites Ministry. God bless you, Nine. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.